Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a Roller Tactics style deep jungle atmosphere loop. In this session, we're going to create a top layer loop blueprint that feels dark, spacious, and alive. The goal is not to make a finished master. The goal is to build a loop that could sit behind a roller, an intro, or a halftime switch up and instantly give the track that underground DNB mood. This is a really important skill in drum and bass, because the atmosphere is doing a lot of emotional work. The drums and sub might be the engine, but the atmosphere is the fog, the rain, the distance, the pressure. If you get that space right, the whole tune feels more serious, more cinematic, and way more authentic. So let's get into it. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic drum and bass tempo and it gives us the right energy straight away. If you ever want to experiment later, you can try 170 BPM for a slightly heavier halftime feel, but 174 is the perfect starting point for this lesson. Next, create three tracks, one for drums, one for bass, and one for atmosphere or FX. That simple three-layer structure is a great beginner workflow, because it keeps the job of each sound really clear. The drums handle the groove, the bass handles the weight and movement, and the atmosphere handles the mood. Before you start stacking sounds, keep an eye on headroom. Don't aim for loud yet. Aim for clean. As a rough target, let the loop peak somewhere around -6 to -8 dB. That way, your mix stays open and you have room for later processing. Now let's build the drum foundation. For the drums, use a chopped breakbeat loop or slice up a break into pieces. If you already have a loop, drag it into arrangement view and warp it so the timing stays stable. If it's a messy old-school break, that's totally fine. In fact, a little looseness can actually help the jungle feel. You don't want everything to sound too gridlocked and polished. On the drum track, a drum bus, a Q8, and if needed, auto filter. Start with drum bus and give it a little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. You can add a touch of crunch if the break needs more attitude. Keep boom low for now, because we don't want to cloud the low end too early. A little transient boost can help the break punch through and feel more alive. Then use EQ8 to clean up the break. If there's any heavy rumble down below 30 or 40 Hz, gently high pass it. And if the loop feels boxy or muddy, look around 200 to 400 Hz and cut a little there. That's often where breakbeats get cluttered. If you're slicing a break into MIDI hits, keep the pattern simple at first. Let the snare land on 2 and 4. Add a few ghost hits around the snare, maybe a little hat movement. The point is to get a groove that feels human, not robotic. A good rule here is this: keep the break busy but not crowded. Jungle energy comes from motion, but if every gap is filled, the groove loses impact. Now let's move to the bass. On your bass track, load Waveatable or Operator. Waveatable is a great choice for beginners because it makes it easier to create a moving restyle layer without getting too technical. Start with two saw oscillators, or one saw and one slightly detuned saw. Use only a small amount of detune, because we want texture, not a huge wide synth that takes over the mix. If you use unison, keep it modest. Too much width in the low mid area can get messy very quickly. Add a low pass filter and bring the cutoff down so the sound stays dark. Then add a slow LFO to the cutoff or Waveatable position. Keep the motion subtle. You're not trying to make a wobble bass here. You're trying to make a pressure layer that breathes a little. A nice beginner setting is an LFO rate somewhere around half a bar to one bar. That gives you movement without making the bass too obvious. The best jungle atmosphere bass layers often feel more like a pulse than a lead sound. After the synth, add saturator for a little grit, and then EQ8 to tidy things up. If the bass is stepping on the drum low end, trim a little around 80 to 150 Hz. Use utility as well, and keep the bass mostly mono or narrow. That's really important. Write a simple note pattern. One or two notes per bar is enough at this stage. Leave space. Let the drum speak. Let the bass answer. Think call and response, not constant noise. If your patch doesn't include a clean sub, add a separate sub track. On that track, use operator or Waveatable with a sine wave. Keep it mono. Follow the root notes of the bass, and keep the pattern simple. The sub should live mostly below 80 to 100 Hz. It needs to be strong, but controlled. This is one of the most important ideas in drum and bass production. The sub must stay readable. The atmosphere can be wide and messy, but the sub should be centered and solid. If the low end gets blurry, the whole tune loses its punch. Now we're ready for the atmosphere layer. This is where the jungle vibe really comes alive. Create a new audio track and load some kind of texture. That could be vinyl noise, rain, room tone, distant industrial ambience, filtered break noise, or a resampled synth wash. If you don't already have a sample, you can make one inside Ableton. For example, load operator, analog or wave editable, use a noise source or a bright patch, hold a note and record it to audio. Then chop out the best section and process that. Resampling your own atmosphere is a great habit, because it makes your track feel more original and less like a preset demo. On the atmosphere track, add auto filter, reverb, echo and utility. You can also add a little redux or saturator if you want some grit. High pass the atmosphere so it doesn't interfere with the low end. A cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz is a good starting point, depending on the sound. Then automate that filter slowly across the loop. Movement is key here. For reverb, use a long decay, maybe 3 to 8 seconds, but keep the dry/wet reasonably low if it's on the track itself. If you put it on a return later, that's even better. With echo, try a dotted eighth or straight eighth note delay and keep the feedback moderate. Filter the repeats so they sit behind the drums instead of fighting them. The atmosphere should be felt more than heard. That's the sweet spot. If it starts shouting over the snare, it's too loud. A great little trick is to automate the atmosphere volume so it rises slightly every two bars and then drops back. That kind of breathing motion makes the loop feel alive even if the notes are minimal. Now let's talk about space. Instead of drowning every track in reverb, create return tracks. This gives you much cleaner control. Make one return for reverb space and another for delay ghost. On the reverb return, put reverb at 100% wet, with a fairly long decay and a low cut high enough to avoid mud. After that, use EQA to cut even more low end if needed. On the delay return, put echo with moderate feedback and filtered highs and lows. You want the repeats to feel haunted, not harsh. Send small amounts from the snare ghosts, head to tails, the atmosphere layer, and maybe occasional bass texture hits. Don't send the sub to these returns. That's a fast way to lose clarity and punch. This return-based setup is one of the cleanest ways to build a cinematic DNB space. It keeps the core elements focused while giving you that wide, dark, immersive feeling around them. Now let's make the loop feel like a real section instead of just a static jam. Automation is your best friend here. Automate the filter cutoff on the atmosphere layer. Automate the send level to the reverb or delay on a snare ghost. Automate the bass filter a little for tension and release. You can even automate the echo feedback on a transition hit so the delay blooms for just a moment before the loop resets. A simple four-bar idea would be this. Start the loop darker, then slowly open the atmosphere filter by bar 4. Add a short fill or reverse snare at the end of the phrase. Maybe pull the bass down for one beat before the loop comes back around. These tiny changes make a huge difference. And this is where contrast matters. A jungle atmosphere feels stronger when there are tiny gaps. If everything is full all the time, nothing feels special. So don't be afraid to let one beat breathe. Let's do a quick mix check before we wrap up. Mute the bass and listen to the drums by themselves. Then mute the drums and listen to the bass and atmosphere. Check the low end in mono with utility. Make sure the atmosphere isn't covering the snare. If the mix feels messy, clean the mid-range first, especially around 300 Hz to 3K Hz, because that's where atmosphere clutter often builds up. Also, try listening quietly. This is a great professional test. If the groove and mood still makes sense at low volume, your loop is probably strong. A strong drum and bass blueprint should work quietly. It should not rely on sheer loudness to feel good. Before you finish, group your drums, bass, and atmosphere separately if you want to keep things organized. Save the project as a template, or flatten a rough version into audio so you can reuse it later. The big takeaway here is simple. Build around drums, sub, and atmosphere. Keep the sub mono and controlled. Use stock Ableton tools like DrumBus, EQ8, Auto Filter, Saturator, Reverb, Echo, and Utility. Use automation to create movement instead of stacking too many sounds, and let the atmosphere create depth, tension, and jungle character. If you want to push this further, try a second version of the same loop. Make one version cleaner and more spacious, and another version darker and more aggressive. Use the same drum core, keep the sub mono in both, but make one version with lighter effects and one with more saturation and a stronger transition hit. Then compare them and see which one feels more jungle, which one feels better as an intro, and which one would work best right before the drop. That's the kind of thinking that turns a simple loop into a real production blueprint. Nice work. If you can make a loop feel dark, spacious, and mobile at 174 BPM, you're already thinking like a drum and bass producer.